Hi guys, welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you guys are here, and I'm so excited that the Lord had led you to be here. We have Tatiana here again for the second time.
Hey guys.
God is so, so good. I'm so excited to see what the Lord is going to be leading us to speak about.
Yeah.
The Lord has definitely placed it very heavy on my spirit to be speaking about relationships.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is going to be a very interesting episode, but I have the expert here with me. The relationship expert. So yeah, let's go ahead and let's pray before we get into it. Just allow the Holy Spirit to take over and just be with us in the middle of this podcast.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we would be reconciled back to you, Father, Lord God, that we would be able to have a relationship with you, Lord Jesus. I just pray, Lord God, that in this time that you would decrease my flesh, increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just fully have your way with this episode, Lord Jesus, that you would guide the conversation exactly where it needs to go, Lord Jesus, and just fully have your way with it, Lord God. We know that this is your platform, Jesus, just everything that you intend for it to be. And for what will come about it, Lord God, I just pray that you would fully have your way, Lord Jesus, that you would just guide me and Tatiana, Lord God. And I just pray for the brother or sister who is across the screen listening, Lord Jesus, that you would just be with them and just minister to them, Lord God, in the middle of this episode, Lord Jesus, that these words that you speak through us, Lord Jesus, would just be able to apply, Lord God, to the current season that people are in, Lord God, and that they would just have a peace that comes from you and from your word alone, Lord God, and just be with them in the current season that they are in. Give them a peace that surpasses all human understanding, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would just comfort those that if they are in a rough season, Lord God, battling anxiety, fear, depression, all of these things that are not of you, Lord Jesus, that it would be in their weakness that your strength would be shown, Lord God, and that you would just guide them and give them spiritual insight and deep wisdom and understanding of the current battle that they are in, the current things that they are facing, Lord God. Just surround them with your presence, Lord Jesus. And yeah, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity and just everything that you do and who you are. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and because you are so good and consistently the same, Lord God, that we are able to trust in you in this world, in this dark, dark world that we are in. But I just pray that you would have your way in this conversation, and we just thank you for all things, Lord Jesus. But we pray all of these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So today we're going to be talking about relationships, specifically about what did I say? We're toxic. I'm like, why are we here again?
No.
So we're going to be talking about toxic relationships and also toxic friendships. So just every relationship that we have, whether this be a family relationship, whether this be a toxic friendship that you're in, or even a toxic romantic relationship that you're in, we definitely have to, you know the signs and be discerning over the relationships that we have. And it's just so important. There's so many different aspects that we can look at with this. So I definitely I felt led to talk about this, that we would cover these topics, because it's just so important that, you know, we have an understanding of, you know, I feel like in relationships, and just this goes for any relationship, that if we are finding ourselves in a toxic relationship, a lot of the times there's certain boundaries that maybe we're not there, that, you know, we also kind of allow certain people to come in. We allow certain things to come about when we have certain doors open. And this goes for it spiritually also, you know, when we have doors open to the enemy, we're going to see that, you know, certain things will happen in our lives. And it's the same thing with relationships. So I think I mainly want to talk about how the enemy will creep his way into certain relationships that God ultimately meant for good. So it's just so crazy. There's so many things that we can talk about here, but
let's like define toxic.
Right.
I feel like that's a good place to begin.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Define toxic.
Alexa, or not Alexa.
Siri. Okay. So, okay. There's a, hold on guys. Just cut this out. Okay. This is really good. Okay. So toxic, a relationship, romantic, friendship, family, church, workplace, becomes toxic when the pattern of interaction consistently wounds your dignity, distorts your identity, drains your peace, sabotages your growth, and erodes trust, while the other person refuses ownership, repair, or repentance. It's not about one fight. It's about patterns over time.
Absolutely.
So that's a great definition.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like, So like with every relationship that we have, I always feel like the enemy will, you know, make a way to try to attack it. And I feel like that's so important, why we it's so important that we have God in the middle of our relationships, because mm-hmm. if we don't have God, then we're not going to be able to discern, you know, is this an attack from the enemy, or like, what is it? Like, what's happening? Like, why is this relationship falling apart? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy for the enemy to come in between something that God meant for good. And this is where the toxicity will build, when somebody yeah. doesn't have their own convictions with God. You know, there's so many things that can just like go wrong when we don't have God in the middle of things. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm gonna have to like cry. I know, I feel, yeah. I think I want to cover this episode in prayer really fast.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pray.
Yeah.
Because I've been having a lot of attacks in the middle of them. So
really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like nervous to talk about it, because it's like, I don't know. There's like a weird like, I don't want to bash people, like, in my life.
Yeah.
But then I also, like, yeah, I'm, like, kind
of,
like,
I know, because we go based off, like, experiences. Too. So it's, like, so that's I'm how like, the Lord teaches us. So right. it's very, like, we have to be very cautious, you know, about how we're sharing the truth of God. Also, like, because we have to give it so gently.
And I want to talk about my past relationship, but it's, like, I don't want to bash him. It's just, I think I'm trying to, like, find what was toxic about that relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, how to phrase it.
Let's pray over the anxiety and the worry.
Yeah,
and all that.
Agreed.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would fully remove any anxiety, any fear, any doubt or worry that we are currently feeling in the middle of recording this episode, Lord Jesus, that you would just remove that spirit, Lord God. You give us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Lord Jesus, so we know that these things are not of you. I pray that any attacks that the enemy would send to come up against us, to try to silence us from speaking your word and speaking the truth, Lord God, that you would remove, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. I pray that by the authority given to me in the name of Jesus, that you would bind and rebuke every single demonic spirit that is sent from the enemy, Lord God, to try to hinder and try to harm us and delay us and delay your word from being spoken, and just all of these different things, Lord God. Keep us under your protection. Keep this episode under the shadow of your wing, Lord Jesus. Just fully keep it under your protection. Again, Lord God, I just pray that you would have your way and that your will would be done in the middle of this, Lord God, regardless of how we expect for things to go, Lord God. Just fully guide it and take over. Just remove that fear, anxiety that we are feeling to speak about certain things, Lord God. I pray that you would give us a boldness by your spirit within us, Lord Jesus. Only you are able to do this, Lord God. So just I pray that you would get the glory for this conversation and just for it moving forward. But I just wanted to cover this entire episode under prayer and just protection, Lord God. And I just ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. We need to rid of that. Yeah. I think, you know, when we talk about certain topics with God, the enemy will also, like, you know, he studies our emotions and, you know, like, he will play off of those things, you know, knowing that, you know, the enemy will also know how, you know, if certain things are touchy. And so I'm going to attack it a little bit more, because I know that they're already having these feelings of, you know, like, I don't want them to talk about, you know, they're afraid to talk about things, so I can really attack them on this because they're going to give in so easily. And, you know, so it's like a constant battle.
Yeah, I think something – okay, so there's a lot of things coming in my head right now, and I think it's the Lord, but I don't know about you, but for me – I mean, no one ever plans to be in a toxic relationship. I think it's something that we have the best intentions, even as believers, right? To like have good friends, to have good romantic relationships, connections with people. But the enemy just like slides in there, and good fruit can rot, right? Absolutely. And there's doors that we can leave open. Things happen. We live in a broken world. And so I think just for myself, like someone that loves Jesus, wants to grow in Jesus, like I never planned to be in a toxic relationship. I think that word comes off really strong. But really it's anything that's like unhealthy for your spirit. It drags you down, right? It gets in between your relationship with Jesus, your peace, right? The abundant life that he has for you.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't need to, like, necessarily, I don't know, I think for me, when I think of toxic, what comes to mind is like the worst abuser, like that kind of thing. It doesn't always need to look that extreme. It can.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that, that they're, like, the world's version of toxic is completely different from what actually, you know, God would say as toxic. You know, there's certain sins that we struggle with that we're like, oh, this isn't a big deal.
Right.
But, you know, in the Lord's eyes, this is like, you know, all sin, you know, leads to death. So there are certain, I think there's different levels of toxicity as there's different levels of sin. And so it's the same thing that, like, you know, even in our relationship, something that might be not looked as like, oh, that's not horrible, that's not toxic. You know, in the eyes of God, when he's allowing you, when you're allowing him to teach you, your eyes are actually opened where you start to see certain things that are toxic that you may have never even noticed before.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, you know, God is so intentional with it that it's like he even allows certain things to happen ultimately that we would have an understanding of what is toxic.
Yeah.
So he's the one that teaches us.
And I think this is why, like, the opposite of toxic, so healthy relationships are so crucial in a believer's life, because they're the ones that can help call out if there's something toxic in your life, right?
Yes,
because when we're in a relationship, a friendship that is turning bad, that is becoming unhealthy, a lot of times we're blind to it. We're blind to it because the enemy can, you know, veil our eyes because we're so comfortable in the dynamic. Speaking from experience, like in a 5-year long relationship, it did not start off toxic. You know, a lot of it was godly, you know, and I think this is really important for us to understand, is that the intention for something, and maybe even part of the foundation, can be good, right?
Right.
But things can turn sour, right? Very quickly. That's very much dependent on people's hearts in the relationship and the direction of where it's going.
Right.
If one person is willing to take responsibility, accountability, right? And the other person is too, you have a healthy relationship.
Right.
But if one person is lacking that accountability, right, then there's things that can seep into that relationship or friendship that can contaminate it.
Right.
Right. And if there's no accountability or responsibility and change taken, that's when it becomes toxic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I kind of want to, like, touch on that a little bit too, because this kind of came to mind that when we are – so when we have those relationships, I think, like, one thing that is, like, super important is that, like, the accountability part, like you said, but – who holds us accountable?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if you're having a relationship that may start off so strong, if you're fully relying on yourself to maintain that friendship or that relationship, and God, and you're relying on the flesh, you're not relying on God. So in the flesh, you know, we're going to reap the things of the flesh, where there's going to be these negative effects. And, you know, maybe not at first, right? We can come into a friendship relationship with good intention, but ultimately the Holy Spirit is what keeps us in line, is what is what keeps us in accountability. So if we don't have the Holy Spirit, especially in the middle of, you know, with ourselves, of course, but especially in a friendship or in a relationship, then who is holding us accountable that we would be able to even hold the other person accountable, that we would be able to bounce off each other?
Yeah,
you know?
That's why it's so important to stay grounded in the Lord and in the Word, and listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times when, like, women, like girls enter relationships, right, it becomes all consuming. A lot of codependency is, like, you know, built in there. And slowly but surely, when you continue in that pattern, you will become blind to things that are becoming toxic, right? Not always, but a lot of times.
Yes.
I think also, you know, and we do the best that we can with what we know at the time. But I think looking back for me, like, I wanted to honor Jesus in my relationship. That was my heart's desire. But I also loved the person a lot and wanted it to work out. And I think sometimes, like, we can kind of ignore what's unhealthy for us for, like, what we want and what we desire and what we love instead.
Yeah.
Right. And the intention is good. Right. I wanted to love. I wanted things to work out. I wanted this story in my head that sounded beautiful. But ultimately, there's that deeper layer of surrender that when you have it, the Lord's like, actually, I want to bless you with something different, right? This is actually going to contaminate your heart and your growth right now.
Right.
And it's not to villainize the person, but it's what God has for you, right?
Yeah,
but that's what being fully surrendered is about.
100%. And I think it's even true too that, you know, some people come around for a season, and some people are just temporary. Some people are just brought to our life to teach us something, you know, that the Lord is going to teach us something through a person, whether that be something that is harmful or something that is a blessing to us. You know, there's always something that we can take away, and that if the Lord is having us in a relationship, you know, or even if we're putting ourselves into a certain relationship and trying to hold on to it, that God is sovereignly in control, and so that he is allowing certain things. And I think this also serves as a comfort to people. A lot of people enter these certain relationships, and they're in toxic relationships, and they're battling all these things. And ultimately, you know, we have to sit back and we have to ask ourselves, you know, what is God trying to do in this relationship? Like, what is he trying to, you know, teach me right now? Because I feel like when we are, you know, depending on ourselves, again, like in a certain relationship and wanting it to work out so bad, it's like we're actually, you know, if God is removing something and we're also trying to continuously hold on to that relationship, we're going to see also too that in the Lord's sovereignty that he's going to be the one to separate it. So a lot of times we just have to submit to God, even when it hurts, even when we got to hold on to certain things. And I think that's where the battle is for people. A lot of people have an inner, like, they just know that, okay, this is something that's temporary, but I want it so bad. I want it to work out so bad. And, you know, when we don't submit to God, because even in that, it's almost like we're battling what God wants for us, where we're trying to, no, I want this, I want this. And that in itself is like pride.
And there's things that can appear like they're God's will, and they could be, but they also could not be, even when they look that way. And I think, and I think this is where also grace comes in, right? Like, if you love Jesus and you're pursuing him, even imperfectly, even if you are in a relationship that's not the healthiest for you right now, or a friendship, take comfort in the fact that if you keep pursuing the Lord, even imperfectly where you're at, his plan will happen, right? The resolve that he has for your life and for that relationship will happen. So for me, you know, I wanted to get married. I wanted a godly marriage. I wanted all the things that I thought God was doing with this specific person. And in the end, although I wanted it so badly, I also loved Jesus and I was surrendered to him and whatever would happen, right? Even when trying to force my way a little bit. And he eventually ended the relationship without me even trying, like blindsided me. And so just a comfort that, like, even when you do want your own way, if you're pursuing the Lord, even imperfectly, even in your sin, even like you're crying out and you're like, Lord, I surrender, even though it's hard, and you take that thing back off the altar and you keep putting it on, right? He will have his way in your life.
Absolutely. So I was going to ask, so I know we're not like talking about any, you know, a lot of the things that the Lord teaches us is through by his Holy Spirit. So it's very like, you know, it's the experiences that he's allowed us to go through. So we're not talking about anybody specifically, you know, we're just spiritually talking about, you know, the spiritual truths that have happened in our, you know, past experiences and relationships, whether this be family relationship, friendships, or just romantic relationships. So I would ask, I guess, like, what is the consistency with seeing the negative, I guess, like, where does it begin to get toxic? Where did you see any of your relationships begin to get go wrong?
Yeah, that's such a loaded question.
I know. And let me think. Yeah. Because I think for me, in all relationships, it's always been if our focus wasn't on God. So even if you know, my focus is on God or the other person's focus is on God, right? But maybe we're not aligned, right? Even like of the same faith. Maybe some of us are in different walks with our faith. So even if we could have, you know, a friendship that is founded on God, right? We both have our own walks with the Lord, right? But if there is different levels maybe of the faith, I've definitely seen like the enemy will creep his way into it because maybe somebody is farther along in the faith where they have an understanding of, okay, this is a spiritual attack, versus the other person who's like, okay, well, this is you.
I think, I think being like equally yoked is absolutely, like that's my answer to it. I think the moment that is revealed that you're unequally yoked, and that can mean very different things, right? The obvious way that we know what that means is like a believer and a non-believer, right? That's unequally yoked. But I think what I've learned in my life that I didn't know before was that you can be unequally yoked even as believers, both people, in friendship and in romantic relationship. You know, everyone's on their own journey with Jesus, and that's beautiful. But if you're going to have an intimate relationship of some kind, it's not that it's impossible to have it, but there is definitely a lot of discernment and wisdom that's needed in that kind of friendship or relationship, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's where people's hearts comes into play of like, okay, you know, are you willing to do what's needed to honor the Lord, to grow, to keep this relationship healthy, right? To protect it from toxicity. But if that is missing, that is when it grows toxic.
That's the thing too, is like, it's so important to have God in the middle of our relationships, our friendships, any type of relationship that we have. Because the thing is when we allow God to teach us, right, then we're able to steward over that relationship, you know, correctly. Like, you know, like we have God in the middle of it. I have my convictions with the Lord of how I'm supposed to behave, you know, having self-control, even having self-control over our emotions, not letting it get the best of us, having self-control over the things that we say, right? Some people are so quick to speak without hearing the other person, right? And so that all automatically puts up a defense, you know, for the other person. So it's like we have to be very cautious, because the truth is we are in the flesh. And so it's going to be so easy for, you know, a relationship to fall apart. So it's so important that we have God for ourselves, but also in the center of our friendships and relationships, because then we're able to steward over it correctly and protect it, because God is in the midst of it. God is with us, right?
Yeah.
So like there's certain things too that I want to say is like, once again, that the Lord will allow us to be in certain relationships ultimately so that we can learn, right, for the things that he does have for us so that we would steward over it correctly. So like I've had friendships or other relationships in the past that maybe they weren't, you know, they weren't like super toxic, but eventually the Lord did separate. And, you know, in that there's so many things that the Lord had taught me that I would be able to steward over the blessings and the friendships that he does have for me. You know what I mean? Now, like, I believe like our friendship, like God is in the midst of it. You have your own walk with God. I have my own walk with God. So we have our own convictions. We're now coming together. It's like, well, you know, it's not that I trust Tatiana. I trust the Holy Spirit with Tatiana. So it's like, okay, like, you know, if there's something that, you know, is going on, like, let's say something is, you know, something upsets one of us, then we have the conviction of the Holy Spirit on how to handle that versus, you know, trying to take matters into our own hands. The moment that we do that, we actually open up a door for pride, where we're trying to take matters into our own hands. We try to take control. We actually exalt ourselves over the other person, where we put aside maybe their feelings. We put aside the current season that they're in, where we don't focus on that. We start focusing on, oh, like they did this, they said this, I didn't like that, I had a problem with this. And it just builds up these feelings.
Yeah.
So it's like the enemy can creep in so easily without even in the little things. Like it's just crazy. Like the enemy will really try to creep in any way that he can.
That's where I think alignment is so huge, right? Like alignment, being equally yoked. I think you can use those words interchangeably, but you can both love Jesus and try to be founded on Jesus, right? But if you're on different journeys and paths and maturities, emotional maturities, right? Life experience, or even just willingness to grow, you can't make someone do anything, right? As much as you love them. And so you can both love the Lord and be beautiful, wonderful people. But if there's a misalignment there, like a slight unequal yokedness, it will turn toxic.
Right.
And trying to force something, right, like that to work when it's just not, the puzzle pieces aren't fitting for a reason, it's going against the Lord. And this is something I had to learn, was like, my heart was good in it. I wanted good. But at the end of the day, the puzzle pieces weren't fitting as much as I tried for years for them to fit. And that was the Lord being like, hey, like, you know, I want to change something. This isn't healthy for you. And I needed to surrender to that. So I think that alignment is huge. And when you have met, whether it's a friendship or a romantic partner that is in alignment, that you are equally on the same level. And, you know, and I'm not trying to say like you need to be perfect. You know, that's not my heart here. But there's just something that, you know, if you ask anyone that's happily married and they're having a healthy, thriving relationship, there's something that when they dated their partner, they're like, it just – it's somewhat easy. There's just something that fits together.
Right.
And that's how you know, like, the Lord has like yoked you equally.
Right.
And I think the Holy Spirit really reveals that.
Yeah.
And your relationship or in your friendship.
Absolutely. That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit will be the one that's behind. That's another thing too, is that, you know, if something is of God, the Spirit of God is going to be in the midst of it. So if we're talking about marriages, you know, what's that verse? There's a verse that talks about it. Well, when you consummate your marriage, you're literally brought to be one in the spirit. Like God literally unites you guys, you know? So it's a spiritual connection, right? Something that's of God, he's going to be in the middle of, which is a spiritual connection. Same thing with friendships.
Yeah.
If a friendship is from God, his spirit is going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, if something is not of God, he's not going to be in the middle of it, right?
And it'll be clear.
It'll be very clear.
It'll be very clear. I think a lot of the reason like we've become close friends so soon is because it's been clear. Like the Holy Spirit has made it so
known. In the midst of it, right?
Yes,
so there's like a safety there. There's like a purity there where it's like, okay, like, you know, we have our own walk with God, right? We're not leaning on one another. We're leaning on God. So ultimately, you know, there's not – you know, there's like you said, like we're equally yoked. There's a balance there.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of friendships, relationships, there's an imbalance there. Where even if both are believers, there's almost like a, you know, one person is leaning on the other one a little bit more. And I do believe like at certain times in our, in our walk, we will lean on each other. Maybe one day I'm going through a rough season and I'm super weak and I'm leaning on Tatiana or like vice versa, you know, but ultimately we're not depending on that person though. Right. Where we have God, right? And we just are supposed to encourage one another and build one another up. Yeah.
It's dependency on Jesus and not, you know, codependency on a human.
Yeah.
You know, not every good thing, not every good person in life is from the Lord. You know, like it can be good, it can be godly appearing, but that doesn't mean it's a God thing in your life necessarily.
Yeah.
I did not want to learn that lesson in my past relationship.
It's hard. It's really hard.
You want to believe what you think is happening, right? Because it's happened to other people. And so you think it's happening to you. And and the truth is, like, it can get tricky and it can get kind of gray with certain situations. You know, they might be a godly woman. He might be a very godly man and still not be your husband. And that's a hard pill to swallow, especially when you fall in love.
Right.
But you, I think that this is why it's important to be so connected to Jesus and to have that accountability in your life for people that are seeing from the outside objectively to be able to tell you, hey, there's something misaligned here. And then it's up to you if you're going to obey the Lord, you're going to surrender, or you're going to hold on to something a little too tightly. And I've done that before. Yeah.
So I feel led to talk about counterfeits.
Yeah.
Because the thing is the enemy knows the desires of our heart, right? You know, we're openly talking about it. We talk about it with our friends, with our family, right? Or just whatever is even in our prayer closet when we're just praying alone with the Lord in the secret place. We're talking about these things and the enemy studies us. He's studied us since the beginning of time. And so one thing that is extremely important, I feel like, is that we have to be discerning, because a lot of the times too, the enemy is going to send a counterfeit of what God actually has for us, whether this be a friend, whether this be a significant other or just any type of relationship, right? The enemy is going to always try to send something that's going to mimic what God does have for you, right? Because he studies us, right? And he wants to keep us from the things that God actually has for us, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to be so, this is the reason why it's so important to have, you know, discernment from the Holy Spirit, you know, because we have to be able to discern, is this from God or is this not from God? Because the truth of the matter is that the enemy will send something that, you know, could be deceiving, you know. Mm-hmm. He can send somebody who looks like this is an angel, you know. What is the verse? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Blinking right now. Wait, are you talking about like wolves in sheep's clothing?
Yes, yes. Okay. The enemy will send somebody who's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, right? They're deceiving. They will make us – they'll come to us in as a light, right? But they're really, you know – they're not really walking with the Lord. And and a lot of people are deceived in certain relationships or in certain friendships even. They start off so strong, right? Because they're brought in this like light. They're exposed, they're showing the light, right? This like good side of themselves. And then you start to actually see later on whether they're walking with the Lord or not. And a lot of the times people are not bearing fruit. Mm-hmm. And so God isn't in the midst of it. Even if they're saying it with their words, their hearts are far from God. Mm. And it's just like it just shows how well. If this was not from God, then, you know, who was it sent from, you know? And, and God is I want to give the comfort that God is ultimately in control. So even everything that the enemy, everyone that the enemy sends and every plan that the enemy has, even if we are deceived, God uses it for our good, that we would be strengthened in our discernment, you know, that we would be able to discern for future relationships. But
it's a real battle. There's also like different levels to this. I think like when your life is surrendered to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will make it so clear when there is someone truly living as like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
The discernment is unreal when that happens to the point where like in my life, I have kind of just known in an instant and I've known like the Lord's like, I don't want you to get close to that person.
Yeah.
And it's a protection. But if you don't have your life surrendered to Jesus and that like you don't have that foundation, that's where it's dangerous because you're blind. But the other level to this is it's not always, you know, people with evil intentions, you know, trying to manipulate you. Sometimes it's great godly people that love you and are just imperfect. Mm-hmm. And it's less about the person being toxic and more about the effects of the relationship.
Sometimes it's just the flesh.
Yes. That's why we being have to toxic. Yeah. Right. And so someone could be on their own growth journey, but they're here and you're over here. Right? Both are valid and beautiful, but they're not always meant to be together.
Yes.
Right? And that's why there's seasons for everything. And so, like, I believe, Jalene was saying, the Lord, you know, he allows those things to happen for your good still. He works through those things in the end. Mm-hmm. That's the comfort, is that even if you've been in a toxic relationship or the effects of the relationship were unhealthy for you and wore you down, he's always going to make your life work out for your good. So he's either going to end it when it's time. He's going to be like, no more. He's the best father. He's taking care of you.
Absolutely. He's so good.
unless you're actively rebelling, right? That's a different story. But he works it out for your good. And so there's always something to learn, to gain, to be healed from those relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's killing me.
Really? Oh my gosh. Grab a pillow, put like behind you. You can like stack them up. It's fine.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I have horrible posture too. Like, I'm always like this. So I like try to like but yeah. So the enemy will send counterfeits and things that look like they're from God. That's why we have to be so discerning. You know, I found myself in certain relationships that, you know, was presented as something that would be of God, right? And I, you know, was deceived also because I wasn't walking with the Lord fully. Yeah. So I'm easily deceived. You know, if we're not walking with God, the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, how are we going to be revealed the truth? You know, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So we need him in order to have an understanding of, okay, like this is something that is from God or this is something that isn't. So if we don't have God, it's so easy for us to be deceived because the thing is God sees the heart. Mm-hmm. So even if somebody appears to be such a blessing in your life, right? There's that's still just, you know, the Lord may still say like, this is something that's not for you, you know, and it's extremely important that we have the Holy Spirit, that we're able to discern these things because it actually leads us to be hurt when we don't, you know, we can't put trust in ourselves. You know, we don't see all things, you know, the Lord sees all things. So that's why we have to trust that. Okay, Lord, if this is something that you are removing, or if this is something that you're bringing together, then I trust that you see the heart and you're bringing it together for a reason, or you're separating it for a reason, whether that be for a season or for forever.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's also why it's like, this is why it's really important to stay under the Lord's protection. When you actively rebel and you're disobeying the Lord, or you're just out of his will and you choose to not walk with him, you're like letting go of that protection that he offers you as like your heavenly father.
Right.
Right. But if you stay within his protection and you choose to still walk with him, even if it's imperfect, he's going to spot the signs for you.
Right.
And he's either going to make it known through your discernment, through the Holy Spirit, or through someone that loves you in your life.
Yeah.
There have been so many situations. I have a very different testimony than Jaylene. I've been sheltered, protected my whole life. I've always been the good girl. I've never partied. Like, never done anything like that. Man. And I don't say that to like, I don't say that in any way. It's just, there's been a covering from the Holy Spirit and I'm so grateful for it. Amen. But from an early age, even in college, I remember, you know, choosing to stay under the protection of the Lord, even though I didn't know how I was doing it. And there was a man that I met in college. I was probably like 22 and he appeared, he was exactly a wolf in sheep's clothing. And someone had like given me that prophetic word like months before. And I was like, I don't know if I believe in prophetic words, but like I let it go. And then this man came into my life and he was like, he looked perfect. Like he was a full grown man. Like he was older. He had like this corporate job, made money. He was handsome. And he was so polite and he took me on a date and he like did all the right things.
Yeah.
Like he loved Jesus. He was reading his Bible. Like he would work out every day. Like a man from like
from a worldly like perspective, it's like perfect.
He would come drive to me every time, bring me gifts, bring me books, pray for me. Like this man, I was like, oh my gosh, like I felt so, so loved. So we started dating for a bit, right? And I felt so special. Like he'd buy me everything and he loved Jesus. And over time, I thought things were going great. All my friends were happy for me. And then over time, I noticed something fishy and he started becoming obsessed with me and obsessed with what was going on between us. And to the point where like, it's something unexplainable where the Holy Spirit was the only one that like revealed to me, he does not have good intentions.
Wow.
There is something very manipulative about, I felt it instantly, you guys.
Wow.
And so I confronted him and I did it very gently. I said, hey, I appreciate you, but I don't feel like the Lord's leading me to this. Like, I think we should stay friends. Oh my goodness. When I tell you how the Lord revealed in that moment, the true colors of this man, when I said that to him, his reaction was full of anger.
Oh my God.
The flesh, he was screaming at me. He was saying awful, like horribly abusive things to me.
Wow.
And in that moment, I was like, that was Jesus protecting me.
Absolutely.
It was all this man. I had, I had to, this man tried to contact me in so many different ways. So, you know, it does exist. There are wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
But if I had not been really surrendered to Jesus and walking with the Lord and having myself be held accountable in different ways, I may not have had the eyes to spot that. I might have gotten really lost in the attention Absolutely. He was giving me and Absolutely. Enjoying being love bombed and
right. the works.
Found my the worth works. In his obsessiveness mm-hmm. over me, right? Yeah. And I could have entered something dangerous.
Right, absolutely.
So this is just like as a warning, like a healthy warning from your father to be under his protection. Submit yourself, consecrate yourself under his authority. Mm-hmm. It's the safest yes. place to be.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That and story it just came shows to my
like,
head.
Yeah, it just shows like God's protection over you the entire time, even yes. if you had no idea. And like yes. it also shows that like you don't have to be somebody who's openly talking about your faith, right? Naturally, you know, like there's a saying that's like, you know, actions speak louder than words. You mm-hmm. don't always have to profess that I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I'm a follower of Christ. Like there's going to be fruits and evidence of that in your life. You know, right. you can tell also, I feel like the Holy Spirit, once again, is a spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. So if you have the Holy Spirit literally working within you, you're going to be able to discern, is this person genuine, being yeah. truthful, or is this something that's deceiving? And I think right. that was clearly right. shown where the Lord is like, you know, showing you through his Spirit that there's something off here, whether yeah. you know exactly what it was or not, the Holy Spirit exposed that.
Exactly.
You know, so exactly. that's amazing. And it shows your submission to Christ right there. Even having that
And also, like, you guys, I was excited. I mean, I felt like it was, this man yeah. giving me attention, being like, I was like, this could be my husband. It was disappointing.
Yes.
But like, when yeah. you have that feeling and you know, ooh, like there is something here. Like, I believe that's the Holy Spirit. I don't believe in, yeah. you know, it's like a vibe. It's the Lord.
Right.
It's the Lord. You have to listen to it. That's being obedient.
Yes.
That's his protection over you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can rebel. And if we rebel, we will suffer the consequences of that.
Right.
That is something that we choose.
Right. If you choose to rebel against God yeah. and the Lord is separating something, if Tatiana decided to stay in this relationship, then she maybe would have seen a different level of the toxicity
yeah.
than what that was with yeah. that first conversation, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like the moment that we submit to the Lord, we actually allow, you know, the Lord to protect us, right? We are mm-hmm. allowing him to protect us. Like you said, consecrate yourself, yes. right? So, you know, even when the Lord is removing something super early on, we have to submit to that because the Lord is protecting us from the harm that will happen if we stay. Yeah. And that's the thing I think a lot of people battle with is, you know, and this is why it's so important to have self-control over our emotions, because the thing is a lot of people, I feel like, will choose to stay in relationships because they're so emotionally invested.
Yeah.
Whether this be a romantic relationship or a friendship or just any relationship, right? Their emotions, they let it, they kind of let it kind of guide their decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our emotions are constantly changing. So we can't really mm-hmm. depend on that. We have to depend on the Lord, you know, because if not, we're going to end up, you know, when we take matters into our own hands, especially off of our emotions, we're going to see how yeah. it's going to be harmful yep. later on, you know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah. And, you know, another layer to this is when the Lord protects you from something, don't go back to it in a different way,
yes.
whether it's the same person, the yeah. same pattern, right? You know, they say, you know, a lesson is repeated in your life over and over until you choose something different. Mm. Like the Lord does allow the same thing to happen in your life, right?
Yes.
And pain to come with that for you to learn the greater lesson he's trying to teach you.
Right.
So the faster you obey and you see it, the faster that you'll get to what he actually does have for you.
Right.
You know, when my last relationship ended, it was devastating. 5 years of thinking that you're going to marry the love of your life, that the you know, the one.
Yeah.
It's absolutely devastating. There was definitely moments of temptation where I wanted to reach back out, or I wanted to, I don't know, just believe that it was just a pause in our story and, you know, make it alive in my head. And that was an act of not, you know, flowing with what Jesus was actually doing. He was ending something for my own good, for my own protection. Mm. And so there's a choice there, right? Am I going to keep it alive and go back in some way, even if it's just in my heart and refusing to be obedient to what he is doing? Mm. Or am I going to like accept what the Lord is doing, as painful as it is?
Right.
Am I going to choose to learn what he wants me to learn in this season, in right. this breaking, in this grief? Am I going to allow it to create more intimacy with him so that he can bring healing right. and therefore bring what is for me in my
right.
life?
Absolutely.
Two choices.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, the moment that we start to fight against God, that's what it is. Like when you're, you know, if God is separating something, but you're choosing to try to hold on to it, you're fighting against the Lord. You're rebelling against him, right? Even in something as simple as that, I feel like a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, like I'm going to try and try and try. And, you know, maybe God is going to, you know, And the thing is we have to be discerning, because I don't want to say, like, you know, you shouldn't try in certain relationships, right?
Right, right.
But it's constantly about seeking the Lord. Lord, are you separating this? Is this your doing? Or is this my flesh doing? Is this the enemy trying to attack it? Because there's so many different ways that, you know, that relationships can be harmed. And, like, sometimes it's the flesh, because just naturally, you know, we're fallen. You know, we've fallen short from the glory of God. And so we fall short in our relationships, right? But then there's also, you know, the enemy who will make his way and creep his way into relationships, you know, especially the ones that are from God. The thing is, too, is that the enemy is always going to attack the things that are of God. Okay. That's the thing that we have to discern, too. Is this something that is of God, but the enemy is attacking? Mm-hmm. Or is this something that my flesh is just naturally attacking? Like, you know, my flesh doesn't like how I have to humble myself for this relationship to even work
that's
out.
That's so true.
There's so many different things.
Yeah, that's true. I think. Yeah, there's, like, some instances or relationships where it is a good thing, right? It's a God thing, but the enemy's attacking it. That's one thing. But then there's the other thing where it's, like, actually, it's not of the Lord, right?
Right,
it can be good. Right. And that could be very difficult to discern. And I guess the only comforting thing I have to say off that, because of my own experience, is that the Lord will show you eventually, even if it's not soon, eventually, like, if you're humbling yourself and you're following him, he's going to have his way, and it's going to be fine. You know, like, he'll either end something or he will allow it to continue. Absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, like, don't fret, don't stress about it. If you're not sure, if you're confused, if you're praying, because I've been there, and you're like, Lord, what are you doing? Is this an attack against it? Do I need to persevere, or do I need to leave?
Yeah.
That can be confusing. Fast, pray, do what you can. At the end of the day, make a decision, and the Lord's going to answer and show
right.
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's very faithful to do that, especially when we're seeking him. Like, Lord, what is your will?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moment that we give him our yes, he also, you know, he steps in, you know, but the Lord is a gentleman. He's never going to just barge into your life also.
Yeah.
He will pave the way for you to come to him, but ultimately it's our, you know, submission to the Lord.
Yes.
It's our obedience to him.
Yes, like, you know? But he sees the heart.
Yeah.
You know, he sees your heart. He's not going to condemn you.
Yeah.
He knows your heart's pursuing him and you're struggling, and maybe you don't make the right decision in the moment, but he sees your heart. He's going to realign you. He's going to make it work out.
Yeah.
So
another thing that I also want to mention is there's times where there are certain relationships that are from the Lord, right? But there's times where, you know, maybe our, you know, priority wasn't God, right? So there's times where the Lord will, you know, separate, you know, cause separation to reunite it later on at a later time, but ultimately so that way, you know, it comes back stronger. And this can be in friendships, in relationships, whatever, you know, in any type of relationship that we have. There's times where the Lord is going to separate it because maybe, you know, one person wasn't fully depending on God and the other person was, or both parties needed to be realigned and have God in the center of it. So sometimes a lot of the times is, and this is why we have to, like, discern. I feel like there's so many different, like, ways that it could be looked at, but it's so true that we have to constantly discern. There's times where the Lord is separating it. There's times where the enemy's causing division. There's times where our own flesh is separating something that's of God, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like we have to continuously seek God.
Yeah. And that's why surrender is, like, really the answer,
in
my opinion, and the key to all of this. If you're, like, fully surrendered, then you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go wrong. The Lord can have a maneuver in your life if you're surrendered and do things the way he wants to do them. The only way he can't and that you're unsafe is if you're the one, like, controlling. Like, if you're the one controlling, then he doesn't have room.
Yes.
But if you're surrendered and just struggling, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I guess the whole point of, you know, this episode that the Lord kind of placed on my heart was that we needed to speak about, you know, a lot of things aren't really talked about. You know, I think a lot of people know about toxic relationships, but there's ultimately, like, not a knowing of, like, what those signs are and, like, and, you know, I guess, like, how does a toxic relationship even begin? And the truth is when the Holy Spirit isn't in the midst of it, because, you know, in the flesh, we can never do anything to come to the Lord, right? We rebel against God. And so there are consequences in rebelling against God, where we naturally step out of the protection of the Lord. And because of that, we suffer all these different effects, right? Where we're fallen, we're in sin, right? And so naturally, even the flesh, the desires of the flesh are going to creep into relationships. And eventually, if it's not founded on God, because God is life, then it's going to be dead, the relationship as well. So,
yeah. And I think there's room for, you know, we're human and we're going to hurt each other, even in the most godly marriages, right? There's there's sin, but then mm-hmm. there's also repentance. So yes. I think a way to know if it's becoming toxic, if it's becoming a pattern. Okay. And so I think a lot of marriages are normalized nowadays as being so hard and so draining and difficult. Mm. I don't think that's the Lord's will, personally. Yeah. I believe yeah. that He's created marriage to be something so sacred and special. And that doesn't mean it's void of hardship, but it does mean that there is fruit. It bear, you know, there's life to it. And yeah. so that's why it's also – this is a different episode, but it's also so important who you choose to marry.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yes. We'll get into that one.
But back to, my point, though – is that when something starts becoming a pattern, right? Let's just talk practically here, right? So you can both love Jesus, but let's say communication is a struggle in the connection, in the relationship, and someone's becoming defensive, right? Mm-hmm. Or attacking, okay? And that starts happening within communication in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if it's once – that's normal. You know, you repent of it, you make amends, there's reconciliation, we move on.
Yes.
But if this is a pattern that starts forming and this is becoming regular in the communication over a period of weeks and then months and right. maybe even years, right? Despite the person knowing that this is sinful, that this is wrong, that this is hurting the person. And even if there's a desire to change, but there is no action taken, right? Someone could say that is becoming toxic.
Right.
So I think once these sinful behaviors start slipping through the cracks and they're not actually changed or worked on, I would define that as toxic.
Right.
If you're continuously being emotionally hurt or physically, right, that's a more extreme case, but let's say emotionally for this episode, and there's nothing that's being done about it, right? There's no accountability being taken. Right. There's no change of behavior. There's no repentance. There's no counseling. There's no, right? That intention that I believe is toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that also reminds me too about how, you know, we're supposed to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So in the same way in our relationships and friendships, where, you know, if somebody is trying to, you know, if somebody's putting actions behind the words that they are saying to you, whether it's to mend the relationship or friendship or in however way that looks, there's going to be evidence of that. You're going to see that. It doesn't have to just be words. And that's another thing that's super important is that, you know, we can't just be, once again, we can't just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word. Same thing in our relationships. We're going to have to put actions behind our words. You know, we have to show that there is truth of that, right?
Yeah. And that's a fair expectation to have of your partner or of your friend. I just want to say that, like, if someone is obeying and loving the Lord and loves you and is willing to be in relationship with you of some kind, that is what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
Right. There's going to be fruit and evidence.
You're
going
to be able
to
see that.
Yeah. And if there is not, it is definitely okay to protect yourself and leave that relationship. That is a very good indication that that may not be what the Lord has for you.
Yeah.
Or you may need to have a pause in this connection or even a breaking, right? That's the uncomfortable part. I think a lot of people don't want to do is like, they love the person. They're so attached. They want it so bad that they're willing to overlook all of those things. I was, right? Because of love. But love is also action.
Right.
And love is not hurting your person consistently.
Jesus loved us. So he died for us. He showed us that. So it's the same thing we have to expect. Not necessarily, Tatiana, don't die for me. But I expect to, you know, if Tatiana's coming to me with love, that there's going to be evidence of that, that you're going to see that, you know?
Right.
So it's the same thing. And I think that that's another thing that I kind of want to touch on just really quickly is that a lot of this also stems from, you know, knowing your value and your identity in Christ. When you know your identity in Christ, you know the value and that God sees in you, that you're worthy, right? We're not deserving of everything that the Lord did for us, but he did it because we are worthy. He says that we are worthy and that we're beautifully and wonderfully created. You know, when you start to see yourselves in the eyes of Christ, you actually have to start to have the standards that God has for you, that even in your relationships where it's like, okay, even on the days where I don't feel, maybe I feel insecure, I don't feel that I'm worthy, God says that I am. And because I have God, I know that, you know, these are my expectations in the relationship because I know that I'm worthy. So a lot of it also stems from self-worth. And that's the reason why it's so important to have a relationship with God, because when we don't, our identity is not founded in Christ. It's actually founded in these relationships.
Yes.
And ultimately, that's a lot of the times why God has to separate it, because not because he wants to hurt us, but because I love you so much, I'm going to separate this for a season or for forever, right? Because you need to see your worth is in me and not in this relationship, not in this friendship, not in this marriage, And it's heartbreaking, the truth. But
and
it's,
he
it's
loves
ultimately
you
for our good.
He loves you way too much to leave you in those situations.
Right.
Like the Lord sees your worth and yes. value. He created you, right? He knit you together in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Lord sees the gold in us,
Amen.
You know? Even though we struggle with sin, right? The thing that he despises, he looks away at the sin and he looks at us who he created. And he has so much love and tenderness towards us. And I think that's why I would highly encourage like everyone to really know their worth in Jesus and really have embraced it and
Amen.
Reflected on it and know it before you enter a relationship.
Amen. God first.
Yes. Because if you don't, you're going to, you know, there's a quote from
yourself.
A movie. We accept the love that we think we deserve, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We accept the love we think we deserve. So mm-hmm. depending on what you feel about yourself, that is the love that you are going to receive, right?
Right.
We don't deserve the love of Jesus. We don't deserve it at all, but it's his grace, right? And his mercy that he loves us. He died for us. He sacrificed himself
Amen.
For us. He will never leave us. He wants to do life with
Amen.
Us. And because of that, that is the kind of relationship and people that
mm-hmm.
we can expect in our lives.
Amen. Right. God
yeah.
loves me so much. So I expect you to love me.
I mean,
come
yeah.
the right way because
isn't that beautiful that that's his heart for us? Like he wants us
it's
to have
true.
Healthy and thriving relationships,
yeah.
but we settle for less because we don't get our wounds met by the Lord, healed by Jesus. Like it's y'all, it is better to be single and have no friends and just be loved by the Lord and just soak
yes,
in his love
yes.
alone
mm-hmm.
than to have toxic friendships
right.
and relationships in
right.
your life. Wait for his best. I know it sounds cliche, but it's really not.
No, it's
yeah.
true. And I think also too, when we learn to be content in every season, whether
mm-hmm.
it's the seasons of heartbreak, the seasons of separation, whatever that looks like, when we learn to be content, you know, the Lord is going to see you being content is actually being obedient. Like, you know,
yes.
like, okay, my daughter, my son, they're content even though they're in this rough season. I'm going to bless them with something more than their hearts can even imagine. You know,
yeah.
the Lord knows the desires of our heart. And so when we submit to him and we're content and he sees our hearts and how we're okay, whether we have too much or less, you know, that the Lord is going to bless us with so much more.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
God
Amen.
Is faithful to do that. So.
Amen. Amen. And if you're
yes.
in a toxic relationship right now, like I just want to say, there is no shame. There is no condemnation. The Lord loves
Amen.
You so, so
Amen.
Much. And I know that a lot of you watching might be already married or already in these like relationships. And it may be what the Lord is asking you to walk through right mm-hmm. now in this season of your life. And I just want to reiterate that there is no shame here. The Lord uses every single thing for his glory and for your good.
Absolutely.
If you're walking with him, nothing
Amen.
Is wasted.
Amen.
That's why there's so many different kinds of testimonies out
mm-hmm.
there. And I think they're beautiful. So I just want to remind you of that. Whether you're already married and you're struggling, the Lord can move and work and do something
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Or whether you're single and you've never dated a man before, or anyone before, well, take this and apply it to your life.
Amen. Yeah.
yeah.
There's nothing in vain with the Lord.
Amen.
God is
amen.
So good. But
okay.
yeah. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Tatiana. You are just so amazing.
Of course. Thank you.
But yeah, I'm so excited that we were able to talk about this. The Lord is placing it on my heart very heavy. So I'm so glad that in his timing, we were able to do this. But I love you guys all with the love of Christ. And I look forward to the next time the Lord releases me to speak to you guys. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I'm
feeling black.
I know. I was like, oh, no, you can